to have this opportunity to read publicly the resolution that we all have in our book. So let me go. As you prepare to retire, I have a hard time using that word with you, from the University of Illinois, after almost four decades of distinguished service, the Board of Trustees wishes to honor you and to express its deepest gratitude and respect for your many accomplishments and historic contributions as Interim Vice President, University of Illinois, Interim Chancellor, University of Illinois, Interim Provost, and previously Dean of the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, plus a few other titles that have been there along the way. As Interim Vice President and Chancellor of the University campus, you'll be remembered for your decisive and unifying leadership. You conducted the most thorough self-examination of the Urbana campus in modern times under the Stewarding Excellence at Illinois program, leading to permanent and crucial cost-cutting and efficiency measures. Dr. Easter, you've left this campus in better shape than when you took over its leadership. Also, in your role, you brilliantly negotiated the university through some very complex budget and public relations challenges. At the same time, you successfully worked and almost worked with an almost entirely new Board of Trustees and new university president. You've traveled on behalf of the university to Singapore, to China, to Brazil, to India, to Mexico, throughout the United States and Canada, and I'm sure a few more countries in between, building the University of Illinois' worldwide brand while strengthening the university's international reputation. You've solidified our seminal research collaboration with the Singapore government. You've represented the university at historical occasions such as the 100th anniversary of China's Tengchao University, and you led the first chancellor-level delegation to India in more than 15 years. You performed your duties with passion and with intelligence, and I've been there when you've done that several times. I can attest to that. And within the highest level of ethical standards, thus setting an example to all university and state employees. And we note with gratitude that you answered the call of service and delayed the retirement, which you and Cheryl were planning on doing for the past 2 years, and we appreciate that. Your 38-year legacy is indeed singular. As Dean of the College of Agriculture, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, ACES, from 2002 to 2009, you again represented the Urbana campus with distinction. In 2006, President George W. Bush appointed you to the Board of International Food and Agricultural Development. In 2007, you were appointed chair of that board. Your services on numerous boards of directors of professional associations and educational organizations is very impressive. You also won numerous awards in your time as dean, including an honorary state FFA degree from the Illinois Association of FFA. As part of your vision for the College of ACES, you also established the theme, ACES, Global in Preeminence, Local in Relevance, and within which continues to be the foundation for establishing programs of excellence within the college. The board also extends its gratitude to Cheryl Easter for her grace, for her congeniality on campus, in the community, throughout the nation, as she has represented the university at many events which she's accompanied you on in your duties. Dr. Easter, the Board of Trustees thanks you, congratulates you on your completion of your exemplary stewardship of the flagship campus, and we wish you continued service and especially good health in all your future endeavors. Thank you.
These are moments when it's difficult to know what to say, and with the press of time, I won't say much, but it truly has been a privilege to be a part of this campus. I've always felt that the culture on this campus allows rather ordinary people to do things they might not otherwise be able to achieve, and I've been one of those fortunate ordinary people. And I do appreciate very much the words that you've said, but I also have to acknowledge that there are many, many who have been part of this exercise. I've had the privilege of being in the leadership role, but much of what's been accomplished is actually the efforts of others. And I truly appreciate your words, but I also appreciate the work that's been done by others. And I just want to say this, that it's been a true pleasure to work with this board. It's been a pleasure to work with President Hogan as we have worked over the past year through a number of difficult issues. This board has brought respect back to the university. It has brought a sense of integrity that permeates our community, and I think that has been critical to the spirit that's allowed us to move forward in a very positive way over the past several years. So as you make the comments that you make, some of the credit for any accomplishment also goes to the work that this board has done and the leadership that Chairman Kennedy has provided and President Hogan. So thanks again very much.
Thank you. Once again, you demonstrate your thoughtfulness and your carefully chosen words and the idea of creating a culture broader than yourself, and we appreciate all that you have done for us, and you remind us how much we're going to miss you. I think at this point I might ask the senior member of the Chancellor team to offer some comments.
Well, I have a proclamation. Whereas Bob Easter is retiring as interim vice president of University of Illinois and interim chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, which as chief executive officer, he led a university campus of more than 42,000 students and provided oversight for a budget of $1.5 billion. Whereas interim Chancellor Easter has been a great collaborator on many campus initiatives, offering thoughtful and deliberative advice on matters ranging from international student recruitment, diversity, and potential research collaborations. Whereas interim Chancellor Easter has been true to our collective mission, expressing his opinions and explaining his rationale with quiet determination and with the best interest of the University of Illinois in his heart. Whereas he has also been a great friend and collaborator and colleague. Therefore, I declare today UIC appreciates Robert Easter Day for all that Bob has done for the University of Illinois, for UIC, for the state, the nation, and the world, declared the ninth day of September 2011. Thank you, Bob. This proclamation will appear eventually, hopefully today, on the UIC website. Congratulations, Bob.
This is truly over the top.
Well, I just assume end the meeting there.
Good to meet you.
But unfortunately, we have to push on. I think we're going to try to get two reports in before the lunchtime break. The first is going to be a report. I think, Mike, you're going to lead that on the development of the dashboards. And then, Ed, maybe report out some of your committee's work.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief. First, let me acknowledge Dr. Abhijit Ghosh, who's now serving as Special Assistant to the President for Organizational Effectiveness and Strategic Priorities. It turns out that Abhijit is a graduate of the University of Iowa and the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences there, my own former college, and he is in Iowa City today receiving an alumni award from the alumni group of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at the University of Iowa. So he's not able to be with us, but I do want to acknowledge that he has played a really pivotal, central role in the ARR recommendations and in developing our new dashboard of performance measures. On the ARR report, you've received actually a written report on this. I'm delighted to say that with Abhijit's leadership and the cooperation, the excellent cooperation of our campuses, we've achieved over $26 million in savings in just the last year, actually exceeds our expectations. This is really a tremendous result, well on the way, puts us well on the way to the three-year goal of $60 million in annual savings. And I believe